Shillong Time for Daily Market Wrap this Friday, March 22, 2024. Asia's regional benchmark falling from a near two-year high on Friday, China dragged Asia lower, with the yuan falling to a four-month low amid weak corporate guidance and signs Beijing is loosening its grip on the currency. Japan's Nikkei 225, though, hitting fresh records after February's inflation hit its fastest clip in 4 months. Here at home, the PSE index plunged 1.2% or 81 points to close at 68.81, but still back in the green for the week.
For one, we are anticipating slower demand or slower market activity towards the shortened trading week next week, as we know, the Holy Week would just have the three trading days now for it. And of course, we have been seeing the market really consolidating between the 68 to 7,000, 7,100 since February, and we think. While we do not know when it will resolve itself.
The index first. So it's been close to the 7,000 level. Well, this is the first resistance that we were looking at the start of the year. We think that the PSE has shown us some gains, acceptable gains. And at the same time, we've seen that there's been net foreign buying for the year. So we're about 214 million. And this has been better than the past few years, really. So these are all good indicators. At the same time, though, we are seeing valuations that have kind of caught up with sentiment and also, a lack of further catalysts up until we see new earnings reports, I believe. And so we're comfortable at the levels we are today, and we would even be comfortable with a few corrections, maybe down to the 6,700 level. I think that would be a healthier ascent for the market if we were to consolidate at these levels and maybe a little bit lower.
In corporate stories, GT Capital says 2023 was an exceptional year for the group, with core net income jumping 82% to 29 billion pesos thanks to record results from its core businesses Metrobank, Toyota Motor Philippines, and Federal Land. Toyota Motor Philippines more than doubled profit for the year, while Federal Land saw brisk sales mainly driven by the Seasons Residences, a joint venture with Nomura Real Estate and Isetan Mitsukoshi Holdings, as well as by the Grand Hyatt Residences South Tower, while associate Metro Pacific Investments also posted its highest ever net income attributable to the company. Meanwhile, Wilkin Depot saw 2023 bottom line fall 10% to 3.5 billion pesos despite a slight uptick in sales with the opening of new stores. The company attributed the lower income to higher expenses, mostly from expansion efforts. The home improvement and finishing construction supplies retailer notes the softness of the market persisted until the fourth quarter. Despite this, the company is sticking to its 100-store goal by 2024, a year earlier than initially planned. Still on earnings, Shell Pilipinas nets 1.2 billion pesos in net income for the full year of 2023, down from 4.1 billion the previous year, amid a challenging year of elevated interest rate and a decline in global fuel prices. But its marketing business turned around last year with deliveries surging over 60%. The mobility business also saw a 4% volume increase. Shell Pilipinas continues to hold a high position in the premium fuels and lubricants market, while non-fuel retail achieved double-digit growth of 13%. In other news, ASEN is acquiring 4,000 common shares in Real Wind Energy, representing 40% of total outstanding shares for an undisclosed amount. Real Wind Energy is a special purpose vehicle for the development and operation of the 500-megawatt wind energy projects located in Real Quezon. Its location is close to another ASEN wind project that spans Laguna and Quezon. This new acquisition will provide synergies through the joint use of logistical routes, transmission lines, and substation infrastructure. And finally, Semidada Mining and Power declares regular and special dividends totaling 3 pesos and 50 centavos per share to eligible holders for a total payout of 14.9 billion pesos. This translates to a cash dividend yield of around 10%. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.